35:15.
Let's all turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 13, verse 15.
箴言13:15.
Proverbs, chapter 13, verse 15.
箴言13:15.
Proverbs, chapter 13, verse 15.
美好的聪明使人蒙恩，奸诈的道路崎岖难行。
Good understanding gains favor, but the way of the unfaithful is hard.
今天我们想用来思考这句话，美好的聪明使人蒙恩。
Today we'd like to use this verse as a topic for encouragement that good understanding gains favor.
最近iPhone 6已经出来了。
Recently, the iPhone 6 was released.
大家都很喜欢用智慧型的手机。
And we all like to use smartphones.
因为他们很聪明。
Because they're smart.
你跟 Siri 讲说，明天早上7:00叫我起床。
If you ask Siri to wake you up at 7 a.m. the next day.
明天早上7:00就自动会手机会响。
The next morning at 7 a.m., the alarm will promptly ring.
所以手机啊，带给我们很多的方便啊，用圣经的术语就是很多的恩惠啊，很多的方便。
So smartphones bring a lot of convenience, or in other words, in the words of the Bible, it brings a lot of grace.
今天晚上我们不是要谈手机，我们来谈一个人，他也是有美好的聪明。
But today we're not going to talk about cell phones. We're going to talk about a person who was of good understanding.
他带给自己带给其他的人很多的恩惠。
And this person brought favor not only to herself but also to others.
我们请翻开撒母耳记上的25章。
Let's all turn to the book of 1 Samuel.
我们把红线夹在撒母耳记上25章。
Let's leave our bookmarks at the chapter 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上25章。
1 Samuel chapter 25.
25章第3节。
Verse 3.
那人名叫拿巴，是加勒族的人，他的妻名叫亚比该，是聪明俊美的妇人。
The name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife Abigail, and she was a woman of good understanding and beautiful appearance.
这边在提到亚比该，她是一个俊美，应该是中文的翻译，应该是漂亮的哈，然后又有 good understanding， 她又很聪明的一位姐妹。
Here it describes that she was not only a person of beautiful appearance, but also of good understanding.
如果我们仔细读圣经啊，圣经在形容先祖们的太太，无论是撒拉，或者是拉结，或者是利百加，都谈到他们的外貌相当的好看。
When the Bible often talks about prophets' wives or the father patriarchs' wives, they often talk about how beautiful they were, such as Sarah, Rebecca, and Rachel.
圣经上很少在形容一个姐妹呢，她又漂亮又聪明。
However, it's very rare for the Bible to describe a woman as both beautiful and smart.
我们觉得美丽是主观的，也是天生的，是很难去学习的。
And we know that beauty is something that is a gift.
也是很主观，因为大家的感官有时候不一样嘛。
And it's also very subjective because everybody beauty is in the eye of each one.
但是实际上让我们呢从圣经来学聪明。
But the Bible allows us to learn and study about this understanding.
因为神的智慧，神的话会给我们智慧，会给我们聪明。
Because the Bible will give us understanding and wisdom.
所以今天晚上我们来看亚比该他的 good understanding 在哪里。
So let's
他带给谁，或带给自己有蒙什么样的恩惠。
So today let's study Abigail and understand how exactly she was able to gain favor for both herself and the ones around her.
我们先来看她聪明的表现在哪里。
So let's learn how exactly was she a woman of good understanding.
我们知道这个时候大卫亚比该的家他们遭遇到一个危机，就是大卫带400个人要来杀他们家的男人。
We know that at this time Abigail's family and household actually met a crisis because David was bringing 400 men to come and destroy them.
我们看25章的第17节。Next slide, please. 25章17节。
Let's look at the First Samuel chapter 25, verse 17.
25章17节。
17.
这是仆人对亚比该所说的话。 这是仆人对亚比该。
17. Oh, this is the word that a young man told Abigail.
所以你当筹划，看怎么样行才好，不然祸患定要临到我主人和他全家。他性情凶暴，无人敢与他说话。请读。
Now therefore know and consider what you will do, for harm is determined against our master and against all his household, for he is such a scoundrel.
就是要这边提到说你当筹划、哦、要想想看你要怎么做。
So here it says that he asked her to know and consider what you will do.
我们觉得我们、啊、每一个人如果懂得做计划，懂得筹划、啊、可能我们、啊、能够学到、这个亚比该的聪明。
If every one of us is able to plan and strategize, perhaps we can learn a little bit of Abigail's understanding.
那亚比该呢，他就赶快的计划要怎么做，所以他很快的就，因为大卫他们只要本来是要求吃的嘛，所以我们看到十八节呢，他就准备200饼啦，五皮带酒啦，一些羊啦，很多东西啊，担着呢就去迎接大卫。
So Abigail quickly planned what she would do because she knew what David needed. He needed food, so she made haste and prepared 200 loaves of bread, 2 skins of wine, etc.
那主耶稣也教导我们要做计划。
And the Lord Jesus also instructed us to make plans.
主耶稣说，你们谁有哪一个人在建立一座大楼，在挖地基之前呢，没有坐下来算一算的。
He once said, "For which of you intending to build a tower does not sit down first and count the cost?"
你要算一算啊，免得你到时候盖不成，人家会笑话你啊。
You have to first count the cost and strategize and plan, otherwise you will be unable to finish it.
主耶稣说，如果有敌人要来打你，他们有20,000的军，你只有10,000军，你要坐下来想一想，做计划怎么做。
And he also said that if there are 20,000 enemies and you only have 10,000 of an army, what you have to sit down and think of what you should do.
也许人家远远的地方，你就要跑去求和平啊。
Because perhaps from afar, you should go and seek peace.
所以圣经上也是鼓励我们呢，要坐下来算一算，筹划筹划。
Therefore, the Bible also instructs us to sit down and plan.
以赛亚书第十一章谈到说，神的灵是磨练跟能力的灵啊，就是 counsel and mind。这个神的灵可以让我们有一些计划。然后又可以，我们有力量把它做出来。
In the book of Isaiah, the Bible also says that the Spirit is a spirit of counsel and might, so it gives us the power to sit down and understand and plan.
我们生活上有时候久了之后呢，会比较 laid back 哈，就会比较会懒散啊，不会想到说我未来这个事情我要怎么样来进行。
The problem is that sometimes in our lives we become very laid back after a while, and we don't plan.
所以我们俗话讲说，有时候会混吃等死啊，就是很俗的啦。就是说，有时候会就是会不小心的，你就让生命这样蹉跎下去了。
And so sometimes we'll just sit and waste away for our lives.
其实圣经上鼓励我们要有一个想法。你有什么近程目标，有什么中程目标，有什么远程目标。
But the Bible encourages us to have a thinking and a plan, a destination for our lives.
你灵修生活，你圣经要怎么把它读完，你近期要怎么读，远期要怎么把它读完。
So your spiritual life, how will you nourish it by reading the Bible to the end?
这个是我们跟亚比该可以学坐下来坐一坐的，想一想的。
And so this is something we can learn from Abigail.
有一次我小弟第一次到非洲去的时候，跟一个老传道去。
The first time I went to Africa, I went with an elder minister.
这个老传道叫我结束之后要做一个功课。
And he told me that at the end of our trip, I would have homework.
他说这个非洲这个肯亚这块地方呢，我们在这边传福音的战略跟战术是什么？
He said that after we finish going around Kenya, you have to think what should be our battle strategy.
我问他说我们不是祷告就好了吗？还有什么战术战略吗？
And I said, oh, shouldn't prayer just be enough? Why do we have to have a strategy?
其实战术跟战略就是在祷告当中主耶稣给我们的智慧。
Actually, those strategies are something that God gives us during prayer.
所以我们生活当中呢，应该不要让他这样子白白的让时间过去，我们真的要个理想，要个目标。
So when we live our lives, let us not just live freely every day without thinking too much, but let us have a goal.
有一次我听一个传道的太太在做见证。
And once I heard a pastor's wife giving testimony.
她说每年的1月1号她家里虽然有孩子要照顾，无论多忙呢， 他一定要啊，那有一月一号呢，啊，他一定会呢，是一月一号吗？啊 ，Starbucks 不想不开，总之不晓那段时间他一定会到 Starbucks 去熬一个下午，那目的就是呢，要把他今年想要完成的事情呢，在那个下午，孩子要完成的，自己要完成的呢，那个下午把它理出来。
She said that every year on January 1st, at the beginning of the new year, regardless of how busy she was even taking care of her kids, she would go to Starbucks and plan the entire next year until she was finished.
那亚比盖除了她聪明表现在懂得筹划之外呢，她计划之后，她很快的动作把它实行出来。
The next thing that Abigail was good at is after she strategized, she was quick to execute it.
我们看二十节。
Let's look at verse 20.
亚比该骑着驴正下山坡，见大卫和跟随他的人从对面下来，请读。
So it was as she rode on the donkey that when she went down under cover of the hill, and there were David and his men coming down toward her.
亚比该就去迎接他们了。
And so she met them.
我们来看她的动作哈。
Let's look at how she acted.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
亚比该见大卫便急忙下驴啊。
When she saw David, she dismounted quickly from the donkey.
我们看到她有个计划，她马上去把它做出来。
We saw that when she had a plan, she executed it right away.
那这个快的动作啊，影响到他们家的生命非常的紧急重要。
And the speed was pivotal to resolving their family's crisis.
我们来看三十四节。
Let's look at verse 34.
这是大卫所说的话。
This is the word of David.
我指着子主啊，主指我加害于你的主以色列永生的神起誓。你若不速速的来迎接我，到明日早晨还属拿巴男丁，必定不留一个。请读。
For indeed, as the Lord God of Israel lives, who has kept me back from hurting you, unless you had hurried and come to meet me, surely by morning light no males would have been left to Nabal.
啊，所以大卫特别强调到，因为你速速的来呀、啊，把我阻挡了，所以你们家没有死人呐、啊。
And so he pointed out that because she had hurriedly come to meet him, therefore he did not kill any of his men.
那其实很多人在年初的时候都有一些计划跟想法。
And actually, many of us make plans at the beginning of each year.
或是 SSC 结束之后呢，大家都有一些理想啊，要把它完成。
Or after our spiritual convocations, people will make some plans because they have some dreams.
但是几个礼拜、几个月之后呢，就没有了。
But after a couple of weeks or even months, those plans disappear.
因为我们没有动作，我们没有去配合。
Because we did not accompany those plans with action.
其实我们如果注意到哈，我们整个教会，你们觉得最成功的一个 party 是什么 party 呢
？If we look at
我们教会的各样的组织里面哈，您觉得哪一个组织 function 最好
？If we look at the entire church, which organizational group is most efficient.
不晓得你同不同意，小丽觉得职会的 function 最好。
I don't know if you agree with me, but I think that the church council is the most efficient.
那为什么职会的 function 最好呢
？Why is it the most efficient?
因为他们每个月一定要开会。
Because every month they have to hold a meeting.
那开会一定要彼此来督促，什么东西是 action item， 什么东西没有做完？你那个开会的动作就是把还没有做完、决定要做的那个哈。一定要把它完成，要不然的话，我们不可以白占地图啊。就开会就是把那个 action item 哦，去大家 urge 彼此 urge 说什么东西要做，什么东西没有做好。
Because during those meetings, and it's very those regular meetings, they will go through each action item one by one and check off what they have and have not done.
你看很多组织哈，其实都在纸上面，为什么呢？因为他没有去开会，没有去执行，到最后那个组织变成很好的组织，但是死的组织，因为他没有执行。
And the problem with a lot of organizations is sometimes you point upwards and you realize that there has been no action done, and when that happens, there's no nothing. There's no progress.
我以前呢、啊，我一直觉得我们伯恩教会的宣道组非常的活泼。
And a long time ago, I felt that the evangelical team at Baldwin Park was very lively.
现在我不知道，因为没有在这里哦。因为什么呢？因为那个时候也是每一个月呢，大家这个我们的同工们呢、啊，他们都是利用中午开会怎么样去做？大家都有一个集思广益，有一个动作，那事工就非常的活泼。
Because on a monthly basis, people would gather at lunch and discuss all of the matters together, and so they were very efficient.
圣经上历史当中记载有一个很成功的王，就是亚历山大。
And there is a very great king in history named Alexander.
圣经讲这个人特别用豹来形容他，而且有鸟的四个翅膀加在这只豹身上。
And the Bible describes him as a leopard who has even the wings of an eagle.
所以亚历山大成功就是在他的速度了。
And so the King Alexander the Great was successful because of his speed.
他不但有计划，而且他很快的去把计划执行出来。
Not only did he have a plan, he also executed it very quickly.
所以三十岁左右已经统治三个州了。
So by the age of 30, he had conquered empires.
有一个纪录片在记载他怎么打赢前面的波斯王大流士的。
And there is a film that describes how he was able to defeat the king of Persia.
刚开始他的兵不是很多。
At first, he did not have a great army.
大流士有一大堆阿兵哥啊。
But King Darius had many, many soldiers.
他实在是没有办法打赢，但是呢，他就是想办法把他的阿兵哥分两边。
And there seemed to be no way to win, so he decided to split his army into two sides.
真正制胜的观念不是把他分两边，是哈，他又带了一个轻骑兵啊，很快的速度就绕到这个大流士的坐骑的前面了。
And his key point is not that he split his army into two sides, but rather that he actually brought a cavalry riding on horses in front of the enemies.
这个大流士吓一跳，哇，你怎么一下就跑到我前面来了？
And the enemies were suddenly shocked. How did this cavalry get in front of them?
所以他就退啊，那这个一退呢，王一退啊，阿兵哥没有投啊，那一场仗就没有打得很惨，就他们没有输了哦。
And so, because the enemies retreated, therefore they didn't lose too badly.
所以今天如果我们有个想法，没有马上去做，有时候你等了一个月、两个月、三个月哈，再做哈，你们觉得有时候 email 没有很快回啊？有时候三个月之后都找不到 email 在哪里了。
So let's say you have an idea, but one or two or even 3 months later, you don't execute it. And it's just like an email. After 3 months, you probably have forgotten about it.
所以亚比该的聪明表现在明快的动作。
Therefore, his good understanding was evinced through his quick speed.
那出来他的动作很快啊，我们会觉得他的判断非常正确。
And in addition to his speed, we could see that her judgment was very accurate.
我们看25:19.
Let's look at verse 19.
25:19。
Chapter 25, verse 19.
这边啊，在谈到对不起，我们先看25:19，对，19节对仆人说：“你们往前面走，我随着你们去。”这事他却没有告诉丈夫拿巴，请读。
And she said to her servants, "Go on before me. See, I am coming after you." But she did not tell her husband Nabal.
她要救全家人，但是她没有告诉她先生。
She was about to save her entire household, yet she did not tell her husband.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为哦，这个时候先生正是本来就先生拒绝给人家东西的嘛。那在你自己要给人家东西，当然先生会反对啊。
Already, her husband had rejected and refused to give David any provisions. So, of course, if she told him, it was pointless.
所以他那时候当机立断，就是先斩后奏，先处理了再说了。
So her firm judgment that she set was that she would act first and then tell him later.
那处理之后呢？因为一个因素，他也不说。我们来看。
And there is another reason she did not reveal. Why? Let's see.
我们看36节。
Let's look at verse 36.
36节，25:36。
25:36。
亚比该到拿巴那里，见他在家里摆设宴席，如同王的宴席。拿巴快乐大醉。亚比该无论大小事都没告诉拿巴，等到次日早晨。
Now Abigail went to Nabal, and there he was, holding a feast in his house like the feast of a king. And Nabal's heart was merry within him, for he was very drunk. Therefore, she told him nothing, little or much, until morning light.
办完了也不马上讲，为什么？他喝醉酒了。
Why did she not say it until the morning? Because he was drunk.
喝醉酒，你跟他讲什么，他也听不懂。
Even when he's drunk, there's nothing you can tell them.
什么叫做 good understanding?
What is good understanding?
就是你知道 when to do what. 那个 timing 哦，我们知道什么时候在什么时间做什么事情是最恰当的。
It's knowing when to do what because timing is pivotal.
摸起到这个姐妹哦，这个亚比该啊。当然他这边提到说他对他的先生很了解，所以判断很正确，对他先生的事情判断很正确了。
And you could say that she really understands her husband Nabal because he's her husband.
但是很奇妙，就是我们看到亚比该对这个大卫的判断也非常的准确。
But what's really incredible is that she was even accurate about her judgment on David.
你看亚比该应该算是南方的一个妇道人家嘛，
We probably can tell that Abigail is a very wealthy woman.
是个 south thousand part 的一个、uh, 呀，但是这个政治的事情呢，政治啊，扫罗是在北比较北边的哈、哦，这个女人怎么懂得政治人物呢？
David was from the southern kingdom of Judah.
尤其古代的女人呢、啊、哦。
And since she was in the northern kingdom, how could she know the matters of the southern kingdom? And what more, in the past, women did not often know about the state affairs.
我们知道这个亚比该亚对大卫这个人的判断也非常精准了。
And but you could see that Abigail was very precise about her judgment on David.
好，所以你看哦，二十八节哈。
Let's look at verse 28.
二十八节的最后面，他说哈，他对大卫讲，并且在你平生的日子。查不出什么过患来啊，因为我主为神征战了、啊，并且在你生平的日子查不出什么过患来。这个他能够知道大卫，他实在是一个啊，在神面前是一个好的人呢、啊。
In verse 28, she says that the Lord will certainly make for my Lord an enduring house, because my Lord fights the battles of the Lord, and evil is not found in you throughout your days. She knew exactly what kind of man David was.
真的是不简单。
It's not easy.
我们中国话说哈。家风声雨声读书声啊，声声入耳。家事国事天下事，事事关心呐、啊。这个对外面的事情，他都很关心呐、
啊。She was concerned about everything.
而且判断非常的准。
And her judgment was very precise.
今天呢、啊，我们呢、啊、说有好、这个有 good understanding， 就是我们对人对事、哦、我们有神来的智慧，我们看得很清楚。
It's when we have the wisdom of God, we are able to see things clearly.
啊，对事情也是一样啊、哦。
We can even see matters clearly.
你看主耶稣怎么去医治埃鲁的女儿啊
？How did Lord Jesus heal Jairus's daughter?
你看他为什么只带三个门徒啊、哦、
？Why did he only bring three apostles?
那、啊、叫祷告让人家好，不是越多人越好吗
？Isn't it better for him to bring more disciples so that more of them can pray?
那、啊、但是带三个，然后到家里面大家乱糟糟的，他也、啊、不带这些人进房间，只带爸爸妈妈就进到这个小朋友的房间。
But instead, even when the house was chaotic with crying and mourning, they told all of them to go away, and he only brought in his parents and the disciples.
就是在这样子一个情况之下，主耶稣使那个小朋友复活。
And it was under these circumstances that the Lord Jesus resurrected his daughter.
我们说这个对事情有一个精准的判断，怎么做啊，对整个事情最顺利啊。
And so this is a very accurate judgment, how to do things and to do it accurately and quickly.
小弟觉得自己还在学，有时候也好像觉得啊，这个也要从圣经来，从圣灵来，从神来，不简单。
And sometimes I feel like this is something I'm still learning because I still have to seek the Bible to know.
大概一两年前哈，啊，小弟第一次到雅典。
About one or two years ago, I went to Athens for the first time.
然后小弟很高兴去雅典，因为走的路是保罗走的路啊，所以特别走这个保罗走的路啊，特别兴奋这样子。
And I was excited because I was going to walk the path that Apostle Paul walked.
其实我们的飞机啊，第一站是下到这个帖撒罗尼加下飞机啊。
The first stop of the plane was at Thessalonica.
我到那边才知道，哦，原来帖撒罗尼加还有呢，不是没有了。
And it was the first time I realized that place still exists.
到那边才知道，原来这个帖撒罗尼加也不，他们的发音不叫帖撒罗尼加，也不叫 Thessalonica， 他们叫。Thessalonica, 是这样发音的。
That was when I realized that they didn't pronounce Thessalonica the way we do.
那我到那边也才知道说，原来这个希腊文哈是活的，不是死的。我本来以为旧约的希腊文是死了，那其实啊，他们不太一样。但希腊文也有，还是有人用，希腊人用嘛。
And that's when I first realized that the Greek language was not dead.
那我们在帖撒罗尼加办完圣餐啊，本来打算晚上啊搭车啊，搭卧铺啊，就是晚上坐，然后到雅典刚好天亮啊，可以继续在那边啊做这种宣道的工作。到雅就是晚上从帖撒罗尼加搭火车搭卧铺，他可以睡觉的啊，到雅典刚好白天这样子。
And so we had planned that we would take a train to an overnight location.
但是我们都知道这个雅典不是经济很烂吗
？But Aren't we all familiar with the Greek economic collapse?
所以火车大概太少人坐了，晚上就突然之间就不开了。
So there were not enough people taking the trains, so suddenly they canceled.
那我们想说，哎呀，那个 他们住的，我们去拜访的是一些信徒，他们生活都很简单啊，所以我们不好意思打搅他们，所以我们就说我们住啊火车站旁边的旅馆。
And because the people that we were going to visit were we decided not to bother them, but instead we decided to go find a hotel.
那想说这个旅馆在火车站旁边哈，火车搭隔天的火车嘛哈，那七点的火车大概六点半 check out 就很够了，因为火车站就在旁边嘛哈。
And because we had chosen a hotel that was right next to the train station, we thought, oh, if we wake up at 6 a.m. and we should be able to catch the 7 o'clock departure.
结果我都没有想到，算不准啊。
But I didn't realize that I didn't calculate it correctly.
那早上起来要 check out 哈，怎么一大堆人排队在 check out 了
？When I got downstairs to the lobby to check out of my room, I realized there was a long line.
现在开始急了。
And my heart started to pound.
轮到我们已经大概七点四十五了。
And by the time it got to us to check out, it was already 7:45.
赶快拉行李，用跑的跑到火车站。
And we ran and with our luggages behind us.
那个要买票，哎，怎么一大堆人在买车票
？And when we got to the train station, wow, there's a long line for buying train tickets.
怎么办？那个火车要来了，怎么轮不到我们买车票？怎么办呢
？What do we do? Because the train is about to arrive.
不晓得那个他们会不会讲英文就。很厚脸皮，就跟排在第一个讲说对不起，插一下队好不好？这样子。
And so, we just went to the first person and we asked if we could cut the line.
哎，感谢主了，还好他听得懂说英文哈。
And so, thank goodness they understood.
也很好心的就让我们买票了。
And were kind and allowed us to cut.
我说我们亚比该有这个精准的判断，他对人呐、啊、很准哦，很准，看得很准。
So Abigail was very accurate and precise in how she was able to judge somebody.
这个是神需要给我们的啦。
That's something that we must ask from God.
这也是一种经验，也是从神来的智慧。
And it's also something we must have from experience as well as from wisdom.
亚比该因为聪明哦，就是啊，她的 good understanding 表现在她很温柔。
And how else was she of good understanding? It was evinced through her gentle character.
我们来看25章。
Let's look at
23节。
Verse 23 of chapter 25.
25章23节.
Verse 23.
亚比该见大卫，便急忙下驴，在大卫面前俯伏于地，叩拜。啊，24节，俯伏在大卫的脚底，所以说我主。啊，请读。到这里哈，请读。
Now when Abigail saw David, she dismounted quickly from the donkey, fell on her face before David, and bowed down to the ground. So she fell at his feet and said, "On me, my lord."
如果大家有机会读这一篇，大家回去读一读，他称呼大卫称呼我主，称呼自己卑女，这样子总共几次。
If you all have time, please go back home and read this entire passage and count how many times she said my lord and your maid servant.
他在这个跟大卫对话当中一直称自己卑女，一直称大卫我主，至少称我主啊八次，称自己卑女至少六次。
In the entire conversation, sheAlways called David my lord, and she called herself your maid servant, and she did that six to eight times each.
我请问大家，如果把亚比该拿到新约哈，这个圣经上会怎么称呼亚比该呢
？And if we take Abigail to the New Testament, how would the Bible describe Abigail?
我想应该会用尊贵的妇女来称呼她了，尊贵的妇人，因为使徒行传呢，称呼一些当时社会上有名望的人呢、啊，都称呼一些尊贵的妇人。
I believe that the Bible would have described her as an honorable woman.
但是因为她在南方，她是有钱家庭的。你说对这些地痞流氓，她难道没有方法来对付这些人吗？对这些游民啊，这四百多个大卫在当时就是游民啊，四百多个啊这些人，难道她真的没有方法，没有办法请不动军队，没有办法啊来用武力来解决这些问题吗？
And she was a wealthy woman. And because of this, don't you think that she would have been easily able to resolve these 400 homeless men, scoundrels?
但是她用一种女性的温柔，用一种温柔的方法来解决他们家的危机。
However, when she dealt with them, she used a very gentle character to resolve this conflict.
我们来看一下箴言。
Let's look at the book of Proverbs.
17章27节。
Chapter 27.
17章27节。
Proverbs chapter 17.
17章27节.
17 verse 27.
寡少言语的有知识，性情温良的有聪明。请读。
He who has knowledge spares his words.
17章27节。 Yes, continue.
And a man of understanding is of a calm spirit.
Yes, huh? A man of understanding is calm spirit. 那个, 我们如果有一个温柔的心啊, 啊, 圣经上讲这个是一种聪明的表现。
If we have a very gentle spirit, this is actually the manifestation of wisdom.
所以有个很大的智慧就是我们懂得以柔克刚啊, 不是硬碰硬, 两个都会受伤的。
And so if you are wise, you will use gentleness because you will not use something hard to push against something hard.
圣经上讲柔和的舌头可以折断骨头啊。
And the Bible tells us that a gentle tongue can even break bones.
不只是姐妹要温柔。
It's not only the women who should be gentle.
耶稣说, 我心里柔和谦卑, 你们要护我的恶邪, 我的样式。
Jesus Christ once said that my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
耶稣说, 我是柔和谦卑的。
He said that he was of lowly.
对，所以我们其实不只是姐妹了哦， 其实本身柔和的态度就是一种，用柔和的方法就是一种。 一种聪明的表现哦。
And so using this kind of gentle attitude is the manifestation of wisdom.
因为它可以帮助我们处理很多的问题，解决很多的困难。
And it can resolve many of our problems.
所以这是我们可以跟他学的。And
so this is something that we can learn from her.
我觉得她另外一个很聪明的地方就是，她用温柔的态度是把这个责任，把这个错误通通自己扛起来哦。
And another thing that she was very wise about was she took on all the blame.
请你读24节。
Verse 24, so she fell at his feet and said, On me, my Lord, on me let this iniquity be.
我以前都叫小朋友背这一句话。
I used to make all the little kids memorize this verse.
On me, my Lord, on me, let this iniquity be. 有 rhyme, 对不对? 很好背。 On me, my Lord, on me, let this iniquity be. 我们就是他懂得把整个错误呢，通通扛在自己的肩上。
She knew to put all the blame on herself.
难道大卫不知道这个不是他的问题吗？
Would David not have known that it wasn't her responsibility?
但是他扛下来的，他们家就平安了。
However, if she took on all the fault, her household would be at peace.
所以其实，我们对一个错误，我们懂得把它扛下来，这是极大的勇气，也极大的智慧。
Therefore, if we know how to take on faults, then how great is this wisdom?
所以，实际上，我们看尼希米跟以斯拉他们在祷告，怎么祷告的？
And when we look at Nehemiah and Ezra, how did they pray?
他跟神说，我们有罪了。
They said to the Lord, we have sinned.
其实我们看圣经跟尼希米、以斯拉有什么关系？ 他们的罪跟他们有什么关系？
Actually, the sin of the Israelites has nothing to do with them.
但是他们把这个罪，老百姓的罪扛在自己身上。
However, they said, I have sinned, and they took on the sin on their shoulders.
这个有时候是解决问题一个很好的方法。
And sometimes this is a very good way to resolve problems.
小弟跟一个弟兄到这个，因为我们刚说到雅典去嘛， 其实我们那一趟是。 也有到西班牙，也有到意大利。
Actually, in that trip that I just mentioned, where we went to Athens, we also went to Spain and Italy.
那跟我一起去的是一个从德国去的，在已经德国籍的华人呐，哈，一位弟兄。
The person who went with me was actually a Chinese who lived in Germany.
那因为欧洲啊，路都很小，他们开的车也都比较小。
And in Europe, all the roads are more narrow.
我们在路上走路，那个有时候看到车子，前面一个凹凹，后面一个凹凹。And
sometimes you'll see that there are bumps and scratches on both the front and the back.
那个德国的弟兄就跟我讲一个故事。So
that German brother told me a story.
他如果在德国你不小心撞到人家，他不会跑掉的，不会 hit and run， 他一定呢会写一张纸条在人家的窗户上面，那跟人家讲说。 这是我的名字，这是我的电话，我不小心撞到你的车子了。In
Germany, if you do not hit and run, you actually write down your name and then your contact information, and you say, "I'm very sorry that I have hit your car."
他很 proud， 他们德国人是这个勇敢的来承认自己的错误了。And
he was very proud of the fact that fellow countrymen were brave enough to write these notes.
那就让我小弟想到，我们有一次 NYTS 一个小姐妹也在做见证。And
it reminded me of how a sister testified at NYTS.
她说她有一次在 supermarket 那个倒车的时候也撞到人家的 bumper 了。She
said that one time when she was at the supermarket, she accidentally bumped somebody.
她就想说，哎呀，这个等人家出来啊，再跟人家道歉。
She bumped somebody's car, and so she thought she would wait until they came out and apologize.
看看要怎么处理啊。
And to see how to resolve this.
等了半天了，结果都没有人，都没有人出来。
And she waited and waited, but nobody came out.
所以她就是真的是写一张纸条了。然后就要放在人家的车窗上面。
So she really did write a note, and she was about to put it on their windshield.
就走到那个车子的时候呢，才发现到其实那个主人在车子里面一直在讲电话。
But when she approached the car, she realized that the owner of the vehicle was just inside the car, and they had just been talking on the phone.
然后就跟他讲啊，这个小事，过你走吧，你走吧，这样子。
And the person simply waved them away and said that it was a small matter.
我听到我是很感动的。
And when I heard that, I was moved.
因为哦，小弟哦，年轻的时候曾经也是这个。这个人家 A 点吼，紧走安尼啦。
Because when I was young, I had also once, hit and run.
啊，所以我其实那个事情到现在我良心都很不安呐。
And so until now, I still have a guilty conscience.
所以有时候真的很聪明的表现吼，是真的是你不要做良心不安的事情。
And so, what is a wise behavior? It's to do nothing that you will regret.
你看三十一节。
Let's look at verse 31.
二十五章三十一节。
25 verse 31.
我主现在若不亲手报仇，流无辜的血，到了主照所应许的话赐福于你，立你做以色列王，那时我主必不至于心里不安，觉得良心有亏。请读。
And it shall come to pass that when the Lord has done for my Lord according to all the good that he has spoken concerning you and has appointed you ruler over Israel, that there will be no grief to you nor offense of heart to my Lord.
其实最聪明的表现就是我们做什么事情不要到年纪大了才觉得哎呀我年轻的时候、哎、曾经做过傻事。
What is the most wise thing? It is so that in your old age, you cannot have to say, in my young age, I did such a foolish thing.
啊，这个是 good understanding.
That is good understanding.
我们觉得、哦、这个亚比该小弟觉得他最大的一个 good understanding 就是，如果你仔细读这一章，他在跟大卫的对话，我们现在没有时间读了。他一直以主耶以神啊，耶和华主啊，做他们谈话的中心。
And her greatest demonstration of understanding is that in her entire conversation, she constantly put God at the center.
这个姐妹啊，她把那个我们说基督教的精神也好了，圣经的精神也好，主耶稣生活的思想的中心，就是她整个生命所展现出来的，就是啊，就是以神为中心的一种生命的一种。一种情形啊。
And so you could see how that the Lord was the center of the entire conversation and of her life.
所以你看她讲的话、做的事都有从神来的智慧。
So whatever she said or did, it all was filled with the wisdom of God.
怪不得经上讲哦，敬畏神就是智慧的开端呢。
So no wonder the Bible tells us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
我想我们教很多同龄哦，有的人他们没有读过什么书。
There are some in the Bible who have never been educated.
我们教有很多同龄哈，很多同龄。Brother and sister, 他们其实没有读过很多的书。
There are brothers and sisters who are not well educated.
但是呢，你看到他们做人处事谈吐，你会觉得，哎，怎么那么有智慧哈？
Spiritual, coworkers who, when they talk to others, you think, how are they so wise?
你会想说，哎，奇怪，明明他就没有，就是很简单的人呢、啊。
They are actually a very. They have. They come from very simple and humble beginnings.
但是为什么做事那么处理的那么完美那么好？原来神就是对神的敬畏，就是他们生命的本质了。
But how are they able to administer and to do things so well? It's because they have already in their lives put God as of the essence.
怪不得圣经上讲说，我们只要学习他哈，学习这本书，成为我们的生命啊，真的我们会比我们的老师更聪明了。
No wonder the Bible tells us that as long as we take these words and use them as our life, we will be even smarter than.
保罗对提摩太说，我所说的话你要思想，因为凡事主必给你聪明。
And even Paul once told Timothy that you have to meditate and do and meditate on these words.
那你看哦，这个聪明啊 ，good understanding， 我们刚提到 good understanding， 我们再谈一谈哦，到底他带给别人、带给自己什么样的一个 favor？ 嗯
？And what kind of favor does good understanding bring？
我们看到他一个 favor 给人的 favor， 就是他让大卫没有犯罪。Next slide, please.
It allowed David not to sin.
我们看二十五章。
Let's look at chapter 25.
撒母记上二十五章三十三节
,verse 33,
三十三节
,33,
你和你的见识也当称赞，因为你今日拦阻我亲手报仇流人的血，请读。
And blessed is your advice and blessed are you, because you have kept me this day from coming to bloodshed.
我们真的很聪明哦，可以让人家不犯罪的。
If we are wise, we are able to even allow people.
他影响大卫不做良心有亏的事情了。
We are able to keep them from sin and prevent them from doing things that will cause them a guilty conscience.
你看那个犹大，就是雅各的老四犹大。
We even saw that Jacob's fourth son.
当所有弟兄都 propose 啊，要把这个约瑟啊杀了杀的时候啊，杀掉约瑟的时候。
Sorry, when Judah.When his brothers were about to kill Joseph,
我在想那个时候犹大大概没有更好的 choice 啦，就是 second to the best， 就是不然我们就把它卖掉了，卖比沙好了。
I think that the things that he said were because there was no other choice. This was the only option for him to save Joseph.
所以真的那个及时的那个智慧哈，救了约瑟一条命啊。
So that sudden wisdom was actually able to save Joseph's life.
并且呢，为将来可以拯救他们全家埋了一个棋子。
And it was even able in the future to save their entire household.
所以真的，我们如果有一个从神来的 good understanding， 我们可以阻止我们的家人、我们自己、我们阻止人呐，能够走向错误的道路。
And so if we have a good understanding, we can guide others to go on the right path.
小弟到欧洲的某个国家去的时候
，And when I went to another country in Europe.
那个姐妹就偷偷的跟我说，有一个姐妹就偷偷跟我说了。
There was a sister who secretly, who quietly told me.
她说传道那个，我先生最近输很多钱了。
She said that, actually, pastor, my husband recently lost a lot of money.
他哦染上了一个赌博的习惯了。
Because he has become addicted to gambling.
怎么办呢？哦。
What do I do?
当然我们也不，我们刚去了，就是请他多祷告而已了。
And so all we could do is.Pray for them.
可是我觉得这个太太很聪明哎。
But I felt that this woman was, this wife was very wise.
她的先生呢，因为有时间嘛，所以才有机会，很多时间，所以她不晓得怎么用，所以她就去赌博的地方去输钱。
And because this husband had too much time and he didn't know what to do, so he would frequent gambling venues.
那因为这个太太要上班。
But and this wife had to go and work.
那我们初到这个地方呢，也人生地不熟。
And when we arrived at the location, we were very unfamiliar.
那这个太太跟先生讲说：“哎，老公啊，反正你没事干哈，不然你就陪陪传道啦，跟他们一起生活啦，一起煮饭呐，一起吃饭呐。”
And so the wife was really smart, and she said, "Oh, husband, you know, since you have some time, you should go and help the pastors because they're not familiar with this land, and you should live with them and just spend time with them."
那跟我们在一起，他就比较没有其他的时间做其他的事情。
And so since he was with us, he didn't have much time to do anything else.
不但这样子啊。
And not only that.
因为我们都一直在开讲习会啊。
Because we kept on having spiritual convocations.
感谢主呢，主耶稣真的抓住他的眼睛，开他的心。
So thank God, God really grabbed.Grabbed onto him and opened his eyes.
讲习会最后一天，他被道理感动，被圣灵感动，得到圣灵。
And on the last day, he was even moved by the Holy Spirit and received.
真的就有力量把那个坏习惯改掉啊。
And through the God's power, he was able to change his habits.
所以我觉得这个太太也蛮聪明的。
And so I think that this wife was also of good understanding.
不但阻止大卫犯罪，也阻止他们家的人死掉。
Not only was she able to obstruct David from sinning, she was also able to save her whole household.
那个今天我们如果很聪明，可以让很多朋友、弟兄姐妹啊，不要走向地狱的道路啊。
And today, if we are wise, we can prevent our friends from going down the path to hell.
我们也要求主耶稣帮助我们呢。
So we have to ask God to help us.
有一个姐妹一直想要带领她妈妈来信耶稣。
There was a sister that wanted to bring her mother to church.
她怎么跟她妈妈讲呢
？So how did she talk to her?
妈妈，我刚到真耶稣教会啊，那你这个现在这个社会这么险恶啊，这个教会不晓得是不是骗人的哦，你也来教会看一看哦，帮我看一看这个教会到底是不是骗人的教会这样子。
And so she said to her mom,Oh, you know how society is really evil right now, and you know maybe True Jesus Church is tricking all of us. So why don't you come and see if this church is tricking us?
妈妈只好爱女儿就来了。
And because the mother loved her daughter, she came.
可是她边祷告哦，她这个事情也祷告说：“主耶稣啊，我妈妈来的时候，我把她交给你，你一定要拯救她哦。”
And so the sister, at the meanwhile, she prayed and she told God, "God, I now turn this task over to you."
他奇怪，一听道理哦，主耶稣就在讲台后面跟他显现呢。
And so it's miraculous that when her mother was listening to the sermon, she actually saw Lord Jesus behind the pulpit.
所以你看圣经上讲，用诸般的智慧啊，用诸般的智慧把人带到神面前呢。 用诸般又各样的方法，诸般的智慧，各样的智慧。
You can see that the Lord Jesus endows us with different kinds of wisdom.
那这个亚比该不但使其他人蒙恩呢，他自己也蒙恩呢。
And you can see that not only was she able to benefit those around her, she was also able to benefit herself.
我们看三十二、三十三。
Let's look at verse 32 and 33.
二十五章三十二、三十三。
32 and 33.
大卫对亚比该说：“主以色列的神是应当称颂的，因为他今日使你来迎接我。”三十三。
33.
你和你的见识也当称赞。请读三十三。
Blessed is the Lord God of Israel who sent you this day to meet me, and blessed is your advice, and blessed are you because you have kept me.
我们说圣经上很少把那个 praise or bless 给人啊，那个赞美都是归神的啦，但是有少数归给人啊，就是这里是其中一个地方。
It's very rare that the Bible will show somebody blessing a person because most of the times the praise is given to the Lord.
那个雅各对犹大说，犹大你是应当受赞美的，你的兄弟也要赞美你。
But Judah was actually blessed by Jacob to say that his brothers will bless him.
那这里大卫也对亚比该说，你跟你的见识是应当受称赞的。
And here again, David told Abigail, blessed are you.
如果我们真的有 good understanding, 哦，我们真的有那个从神来的聪明啊。
If we truly have good understanding,
神真的会给我们 favor 啦，就是对我们也会有称赞的。
God will give us good favor because people will even praise us.
就像主耶稣谈到五个聪明的童女，特别提到这五个又怎么讲？又懂得谨守，又懂得预备。
And you can see how the Bible even talked about five virgins who were praised by the Lord Jesus for their wisdom.
所以如果我们可以跟亚比该来学习哈。
So if we can learn from Abigail,
我们做事真的有一个 good understanding, 做人有个 good understanding.
To do things and to be a person of good understanding.
到最后主耶稣会说你是又忠心又良善的啦。
At the end, we will be praised by the Lord as somebody who is both loyal and of good understanding.
这个最大的 favor 就是被接到主耶稣那边去了。
And the greatest favor we will gain is being able to be received by the Lord Jesus.
来，请读四十节到四十三节。
And let's read verse 40.
后来他的先生过世了，哦。
Afterwards, Nabal was struck by the Lord.
我们看四十节。
Let's look at 44.
请你读四十节到四十三节。Please read.
Verse 40. Then when the servants of David came to Abigail at Carmel, they spoke to her, saying, David has sent us to you to ask you to become his wife. Then she arose, bowed her face to the earth, and said, Here is your maidservant, a servant to wash the feet of the servants of my Lord. So she rose in haste and rode on a donkey, attended by five of her maidens, and she followed the messengers of David and became his wife.
其实最大的一个福气啊，最大的恩典就是她最后啊归给大卫。
The greatest blessing was that at the end she became David's.
做人最大的福气啊，就是将来我们能够归向主耶稣基督。
And as people, the greatest blessing we can receive is at the end to become, to return to the Lord.
那个大卫在某些方面一表主耶稣了。
And in some ways, David is like Lord Jesus.
他懂得迎接大卫。
She knew how to receive David.
啊，处理啊他们家的问题。
She knew how to resolve her household's
problems. 到最后归给大卫啊。
And at the end, she was able to return to Lord Jesus.
所以今天如果我们真的有聪明啊。
So if we today are like her and are of good understanding.
主耶稣啊，迎接我们做他的心腹啊。
The Lord also will receive us as his bride.
啊，我们在神的国度里面啊，享受神的一个美好。
And in his kingdom, we can enjoy his goodness.
啊，其实这个是最大的聪明。
That is the greatest wisdom.
啊，感谢主，我们今天学习亚比该。他美好的聪明使人蒙恩。
And so today we have learned how Abigail was of good understanding that gains favor.
让我们可以跟他学聪明。
And we can learn from her good understanding.
让我们在主耶稣面前都得到恩典。
So that before the Lord we can all receive blessings.
我们来唱诗322首。
Let's all sing hymn 322.
Jesus. Son and give Him the glory. Great things He has done. The perfect redemption, the purchase of blood to every believer, the promise of God. The violence of ending for truly the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father, through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory. Great things He has done, great things He has taught us, great things He has done. The Son, but pure and higher and greater will be a wonder of transport when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Father, through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great thing He has done.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's all pray.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.